Good afternoon. My name is Adelia Huang. I'm a hearings officer, and this is case number 1180236 regarding a towing of a vehicle. The appellant is Joyce Amon.
Yes.
Am I saying your last name correctly?
It's close enough. It's Amon. But
Amon. Okay. I think I can stick with that.
I said it wrong when I met my husband, too, so no worries.
Okay. Well, it's important for me to say your name correctly, and I apologize if I don't do that. So. It is about 2:20 in the afternoon. It is November 20th, 2018. Ms. Amon is present in today's hearings room. However, there is no one present on behalf of the city. We are going to go ahead and have a hearing, though, because attendance is not compulsory. So, Ms. Amon, you've had the opportunity to observe part of a hearing. I'm not sure. I can't recall if you were here during the very first part. I don't think you were.
No, yeah. I went down to the courthouse.
So, yeah, no worries. I'm glad you made it. I'm just going to go over some administrative housekeeping stuff before I take your testimony, so bear with me. The first thing I want to let you know is basically about telling you about what my role is. As a hearings officer, I am a neutral decision maker. I do not work for parking enforcement, and I have no personal stake in the outcome of your case. My interest today is to make sure that I apply the codes and any relevant administrative rules in a neutral fashion to the evidence before me and to make the best decision I can based upon the law. So that's pretty generic. There are some additional rules which further guide how I need to make a decision. And so there are going to be two outcomes of today's hearing. One outcome is that the tow is valid, and if that were to be the case, you would remain liable for the costs that you paid to redeem your vehicle. If the evidence shows that the tow should be found invalid, then I will order that any costs you paid for the towing and storage be reimbursed to you. So with that being the case, those are my only two options. I don't have the third way of reducing anything. I am stuck with following the laws and rules, which means that I don't have discretion when it comes down to fairness. A lot of times these tow cases really do involve arguments of whether or not it was fair that the vehicle was towed. As I referenced in the prior hearing, there are some laws which talk about when the city can tow and when the city can tow without any prior notice. And so if the evidence shows that the parking officer who ordered your vehicle towed followed the correct laws and rules, then I've got to find that the tow is valid. I can't just say, well, I'm going to find it invalid because it bothers me. I can't do that, unfortunately. So I will be strictly applying those laws and rules. So any testimony you have, please focus on that and any relevant facts. I will be primarily just focusing on you because there's no one from the city to talk to, and I might have some questions for you after I listen to your testimony. Before we go any farther, did you have enough time to look at what the city submitted?
I did. I just looked at it.
Okay, good.
And the picture they showed, I took that picture as well. It was a different angle than where I parked.
Okay, and I want you to tell me more about that after I place you under oath. We're not quite there yet. Okay, can you tell me, did you receive some information from my office, the hearings office, in the mail? It would have been a notice of hearing.
Yes, it was today and so forth.
No, it would have come to you in the mail. Did you receive mail?
Yes.
Okay. Was it sent to a good address for you?
Yes.
Okay. I may make a decision orally for you today, but I may decide to hold off depending on what I hear. But either way, I will be sending you a written decision, and it will go to the same address that we have on file.
Okay.
Additionally, there should have been a document entitled Tow Hearing Statement of Rights in that mail that we sent you. Can you take a brief peek there and see if you got that and if you read it? It would be on the flip side of that very first page.
Compliance with to help ensure.
Yeah, so go ahead and flip that over. I believe it's on the opposite side of that first page. Tow Hearing Statement of Rights. Is that it?
You want to have an interpreter and so forth. Documentation. Copy. Yeah, I did read that.
Okay. Do you have any questions about your rights today?
No.
Okay. And then another thing that it's good for you to be apprised of is that the record for today's hearing will also include an audio recording of the proceeding. And what we try to do is make that accessible to folks and convenient. And so unless you object, we will put a copy of the audio and upload it to the hearings office website so that you can access it from home. If you have any concerns, however, about your internet privacy or someone else, researching you and taking a listen, you might want to tell me you want to opt out from that process. No, but it sounds like you have no concerns.
No.
Okay. Just make sure you don't tell me anything private while we're recording. Okay. And if we're not recording, then I'm not going to be talking to you, so you shouldn't be telling me anything private anyway. So, alrighty. The next thing I'm going to do is talk to you a little bit about what I'm going to consider. So I've got some documents here. You should have copies of all the documents I have because these are all the documents you submitted, mm-hmm. anything the city submitted, and anything my office sent mm-hmm. out. So there's not a whole lot here,
no.
But when you reviewed the city's documents, did you see something that doesn't belong because it has nothing to do with the hearing or the tow?
I think it has something to do with it. It's just that, number one, I've never ever seen a handicap thing on a curb.
Okay, hold off on that thought because my question right now basically is, did something get stuck in here that doesn't belong whatsoever, meaning I got to throw it out and toss it out?
I don't think so. I think everything's okay. It's just the angle they took the picture from was different than the angle I would have seen when I parked.
Okay. So
and I wouldn't be looking up in the trees for something.
Yeah. Again, that's something very good that I'd like for you to tell me after I place you under oath. And right now, I'm just looking at if the evidence is relevant. So I agree with you. I didn't see anything that doesn't belong. And so I'm going to go ahead and admit Exhibits 1 through and including 8. And that includes everything you submitted as well. Now, before we move on, is there any additional documents? Are there any additional documents that you have for submission?
No.
And that's perfectly fine. I'd just like to know before we get started. Okay. So, do you have any questions before I place you under oath and take your testimony?
I don't.
Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the evidence you will give shall be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead, Ms. Amon. Tell me about this handicap spot and why you think the parking officer may not have followed the correct laws and rules.
I don't think the parking officer was at fault. It's the parking thing itself that's at fault. You don't see it.
When you say thing, parking thing, what do you mean?
Okay, so there's a sign, it's up in the trees, and it's facing the street, but I'm coming up the opposite side of the street, and I actually had parked further back, but I had just had a couple toes amputated, but I hadn't gotten my own handicap thing, but I wouldn't have parked in a handicap thing for any reason if I'd known. And so when I'm parking, I'm looking to make sure it's okay, because I said, oh, there's a parking closer, this be easier walk, you know. So I went up and parked, and I could see two cars up that there was a sign that said no parking. That was two, and it meant from here to the curb. So I thought, okay, good, I'm fine. And I did it 2 days, and there was nothing the first day. I didn't see anything. There were leaves on the ground where there would have been a square. There were a lot of leaves, and so they weren't obvious to me when I parked. I never had, you know, if I was in a parking lot, I would have watched for a close place because I thought they would think of a handicap thing, but I've never ever seen one on a curb. Now I have. So when I went to, I was subbing, so I wasn't familiar with the area. And I went into the school, taught all day, everything was fine, went home. And next day I thought, oh gee, that place is open again, how nice. And so again, seeing no sign at all, not that stupid, I just wouldn't have done it. And so I went in to school, taught all day, came out exhausted after teaching seventh graders. And there was no car. And I thought, oh gee, someone's taken my car. And then I looked around and up in the trees, and that's the sign, the one that I saw here that they submitted. I did see the sign, but I hadn't seen it at all before. And then where the leaves had blown away on the ground, I could see a white line, but I hadn't seen that at all either. So I went into the office in tears. And they were surprised too that happened. And then we looked at it and I said, there is one, but it's up in the trees and I would have never seen it. And they said, oh, you've got a case, you need to do this. And so they sent me with Uber to get my car and I showed them what had happened. They said, oh, you've got a case, you need to go talk to them. So that's why I'm here.
Okay.
Because I want to be fair to whoever. And I know the officer didn't do it out of malice, but there was one there. I just would have never have seen it.
And so when did you take this photograph that you submitted, Exhibit 2?
Right, as soon as I walked out the door and my car was gone. I went over to where my car was parked and took it from there. They told me to in the school. I said, take pictures right now. Because even the next day, there were more leaves blown away. You know, because I was there for 3 days. And there were more, and I could see the outline of a sign. But the first day, I saw nothing.
Well, let me ask you for your feedback on the photographs of the parking officer submitted, because when I look at the photograph,
I saw that, yeah,
of the sign, I know that things vary based upon the perspective at which the photograph is taken, but tell me a little bit more about whether or not this sign was visible from, you know, from your driver's seat or when you got out of the car.
No. Well, I wasn't looking. You know, I parked. I didn't think to look for a sign. I looked straight ahead and saw the sign I mentioned to you earlier. But it never occurred to me to look up in the trees for a sign. And it's not like it's right at the front. It's several cars back. So it wasn't like it was the most convenient spot there. And there was a handicap one in front of it, but I didn't see the one where I was parked. So I was very careful not to park in that one.
Okay, I want to make sure that I'm following you. So to me, when I look at the photographs that the parking officer submitted, it looks like there's one pretty close to the front right of where your vehicle was parked.
Yeah, I have one here. Can I show it to you that I took when I could see it?
Wait, but can you tell me, is this your vehicle that they're showing in these photographs?
I believe it was. They took it before when they towed it, right?
So
yes.
Okay, your vehicle's, and it looks like there's a box, a white box around the vehicle. Granted,
yeah,
there aren't very many leaves there.
I didn't see it then. Oh, there were leaves. I didn't see it at all.
So when you look at the upper right photograph in Exhibit 8, where they show that handicap sign, is that sign directly located to the front right of your vehicle where it was parked?
I didn't see it.
After you noticed it?
When I came back after my car was towed, then I did see it, yes.
Okay. And you mentioned there might have been a sign to the rear?
No, let's see, what's the one I sent you? That one, if you look at it, there's a sign a couple of car lengths ahead of it. Right here. You can see that there's a sign right there, and that says no parking from here to the curb.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I thought, that's what I was watching for.
I see, okay.
That I shouldn't park where I shouldn't have. So I was being very careful not to park there. And then the handicap thing that's up there that you see, and this one right here, was for the car in front of me. Because that car is not my car. I was parked behind it. But I was right here.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to tell me before I close the hearing?
That's pretty much the gist of it, yeah. Just the shock and everything, as you can imagine. But, wow. And even if they would have just put a sign and say, do you realize there's one up here? You know, I would have never parked there. I would have never.
Okay. So, Ms. Amon, I completely believe your testimony that you did not see the sign or the box, that there's no dispute that you did not see those things. However, I also find that there's also evidence that there's a sign, the disabled person parking sign, and it is, as you mentioned, it is higher up, so it does appear higher up in the tree. So when I consider the totality of the circumstances, I have to look at everything.
Sure.
The height of where the sign was, what does the sign say? Is it clear? What does the other sign say? Were there any markings on the ground? And in your situation, it is what makes things a little bit more difficult for me is that I believe you when you told me that the leaves on the ground obscured the line. However, if it hadn't been a fall day, it probably would have looked like this, that you, in the photographs of the parking officer, that you would have been able to clearly see the line.
And I wouldn't have parked there.
So when I take those things into consideration, I have to look at everything. Of course, the conditions of weather and trees, it changes based upon the time of year and, you know, whether or not it's dark or light. And so I have to look at, was the sign, this handicap sign, conspicuously posted? And when I make that determination, I have to look at, well, did the city make a reasonable effort to do so? Because obviously it would be great if they could have it lit, they could have like neon glowing things, they could do, in any situation, the city could do like a tremendous number of things to make something more conspicuous. But for me, I have to think of, well, what was reasonably or what is reasonably conspicuous for the area? So In this particular situation, the sign, from this perspective, it could be improved. I agree with you there, but I do think that there was a purpose of posting it a little bit higher, because if you, I don't know, I'm not gonna guess as to what the purpose is, but based upon the perspectives provided, it does look like that when you step out of the car, one would be able to notice that sign, not necessarily by having to crawl on the hands and knees or to like look up at the sky, but to take a reasonable view of the area.
You would have known to look, but I wouldn't have known to look, as I was going to the school across the street.
So for one thing, I think on the balance, although the signage could be improved, I do think that there is enough here that the city's demonstrated that it was conspicuously posted. And that's even taken into consideration that the weather and the leaves obscured your view, but I have to look at everything. You're mentioning that you did not intentionally park there.
Oh, not at all.
So, and I believe you. And when I look at that, I have to look at what does city code say about your intent, and does it give me a basis? Can I invalidate the tow on that basis? And so going back to the code, when I read the code that applies here, it's pretty straightforward. It talks about you can't park in a space that's designated for a handicapped person. Yeah, you know that. But the reason why I bring up the specific code language is I've got to see, are there any other words in the code that I can apply to your situation in this case? And the code does not... When I look at this, it says a vehicle may be towed and held at the expense of the owner from any public right-of-way when the vehicle is parked in violation of a temporary or permanent parking restriction. In this case, it's permanent. And then when I look at the definition of parked or parking, like the verb that we're looking at here, it doesn't say anything about intent or like culpability or whether or not you did it intentionally. It specifically says that to park, or the definition of parking or parked, is the stopping or standing of any vehicle on the street, whether such vehicle is occupied or not. So when I read all these things together, it tells me that even though I completely believe that you did not intend to park in this disabled spot, that the law tells me that I can't use that as a basis for invalidating the tow. So for that reason, I am going to find that you remain liable for the storage and towing costs. I know that this is not the outcome that you expected to receive. Ms. Amon, I try my best, but sometimes I do make errors. So one thing I can recommend to you is that, and I'm so sorry, I know it's not a small sum of money.
No, I made no money that weekend. It's a hard job.
Right. You can certainly appeal my decision.
No, I can't.
And once I give you that decision, you know, I try my best, but I can make, I'm a human, so I might have made a wrong decision here. So, but you can also talk to the Bureau of Transportation. I know it's not a lot of solace right now, but tell them how you feel about that sign.
How do you talk to them?
Reaching out by phone or email, I believe. They're the Bureau that deals with the posting of these signs and enforcement. So, okay. Of course, any complaints you have, I think, would be valuable for you to communicate to them. But I'm sorry to have to deliver this news to you. Ms. Zalman, thank you very much for taking the time to be here. I do wish you the best of luck.
Pay the ticket and everything.
The ticket is completely separate. You could see a completely different outcome with the ticket.
And what do you do with that?
There should be some information on how to appeal the ticket on the envelope that it was in. So that would go to Multnomah County Circuit Court.
Oh, I thought that was you too.
Oh, no. They have different rules that apply, and they have more discretion as far as figuring out whether or not they can reduce any fees or something like that. So I would encourage you to consider filing an appeal on that ticket to see if you can get a result that, you know, is more desirable. And so I wish you the best of luck.
The money, it's just I'm so upset of the unfairness of it. You know, the fact that who would notice park in a neighborhood to look up at the trees for a sign?
So When I write my decision, I'll definitely put in my explanation, and I hear you. That's pretty. And
I know
that's,
you do.
I do hear you.
And I appreciate you. Just upset.
Yeah, I understand. So, I wish you the best of luck. I'm going to close the hearing now.
All right. Thank you.